Good morning, all you Blue Jays fanatics and friends of the feather. I am Craig Borden here with you on the Birdwatching Gamecast Morning Match Edition. So here we are with all your Blue Jays news every weekday, and we're going to dive right in all the fun. So the Blue Jays are going to be playing the Washington Nationals this evening, and it sounds like we might be getting the bringer of rain back in the lineup. Josh Donaldson traveled from Dunedin yesterday all the way up to Toronto, so the guess is that he's probably going to be rejoining the team today. It could be just, you know, to get him up and to see team doctors, but there's so many people at the Dunedin facility that were taking very good care of Josh Donaldson, I imagine, as the Blue Jays still hope to get back into this thing, as they currently set eight games below 500, and the Washington Nationals, unfortunately, are no slouches as they come into play here. The Washington Nationals currently sit at a 37-28 record, and they have Gio Gonzalez, who has been insanely good so far this season on the hill. Aaron Sanchez will be taking the ball and will be looking to find one of his better outings against a solid ball club in the Washington Nationals. Hopefully with Josh Donaldson back in the lineup, assuming that is the full confirmed story, because at the moment it is a rumor. We know he's in Toronto, but they have not made the roster move to re-add him to the team yet. Sanchez has been up and down so far this season, currently sits with a 3-5 record compared to Gonzalez's 6-2 record. Gonzalez also has a 2.65 ERA to Sanchez's 4.33 ERA. So that is your pitching matchup this evening. With the Blue Jays off day yesterday, all I got for you is news, so we're going to keep moving along. We got the first ever Rochester Plates taking on the Buffalo Wings in Buffalo yesterday. That is the Rochester Red Wings in their garbage plate fun jerseys here from my hometown. If you are unprivy to what a garbage plate is it a drunk person's dream? And more or less it is just a bed of in a to-go box with home fries, macaroni salad. You toss a meat on it, usually hot. Red hots, meaning hot dogs or some kind of a cheeseburger. And then you just, you know, cover it in delicious hot sauce and all sorts of good stuff. Either way, like I said, drunk person's dream. And obviously, I would hope you know what a chicken wing is, as the Buffalo Bisons were wearing their chicken wing jerseys, as the minor league trend seems to be to keep having food jerseys for some reason. So that's just how it is. But anyways, the Rochester Plates jumped out to an early lead in this one on Murphy Smith. A walk, two singles, and a double translated to three runs in the first inning. Murphy Smith allowed just four throughout his whole start. But that one walk and only having one strikeout translated to a quick outing for him when allowing three earned runs in the first inning. He would pitch four total, so he really settled in. But it was just a little too much right off the bat, and he really ate up some pitches early in this one. Threw 60 pitches in just four innings. The bullpen would come along in and really ironed everything out in this, but in the game where the offense couldn't quite turn it on, Rainier Cruz was the first one out of the bullpen, and he held the Rochester Red Wings down for two innings of work. Jake Patricia also got in, two innings of work, allowed four hits, and managed to not allow a run, so that was pretty decent from him. As he's been up and down for the minors and the majors, he has got a 1.32 ERA at the moment. Justin Schaefer would come in and close the door, allowing no more runs, and pitched a near-perfect ninth inning, allowing just one walk. So as I mentioned, the offense and whatnot was lacking in this one. The Buffalo Bisons had just six hits and were not quite able to get that runner home in a couple of plenty of scoring position chances. I went 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Danny Jansen picking up the lone RBI on a double. And it's his 16th of the season, 1-for-2 in this one. Richard Urena was the multi-hit winner of the game as he picked up two in his four at bats and is batting .259 at the moment, giving Lars Gurriel Jr. a day off. So going through this lineup, it was just one of those days for the offense where they couldn't quite put it all together for the Buffalo Bisons. So moving right along down to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats level in Double A, they were taking on the Akron Rubber Ducks. once again at their location on their pond, and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats were incredible in this one. Not a ton of offense, but just enough to back up a stellar start from TJ Zoik, who has been nothing short of incredible since joining the New Hampshire Fisher Cats this season. 8 innings of work, just 2 hits in his shutout. 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Not enough can be said about this start for TJ Zoik, as he was just completely dominating a very good Double A team in the Akron Rubber Ducks. So they currently sit at 37-29 record after this loss. And as the Fisher Cats improved to 39-26, like I said, Zoik just had everything moving around the zone. And in 8 innings, he only threw 86 pitches. 58 of those were for strikes. You don't get major league pitchers that throw that many pitches in those many innings. It's not enough. Usually you're hitting 100 pitches easy in 8 innings of work. So watching him just dominate through this lineup, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts, that's pretty good for him as far as that goes, too. He's not known as a strikeout pitcher. He's just a good pitcher, folks, and everybody should be getting very excited about TJ Zoik. On offense, there was just enough for the Fisher Cats to squeak out the win for Zoik as his 5th of the season. In the 5th inning, the scoring was opened with Gunnar Height as he scored Harold Ramirez on a single. And then moving right along to the 8th, Jonathan Davis drove home Connor Panis on a sacked fly, and then John Birdie he singled it and scored Juan Kelly. So those were your RBIs for the evening. And other than that, that was pretty much the line. Not a ton of hits. There was only 5 hits for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats in a very solid pitching performance for TJ Zoik. Jose Fernandez would pick up his 2nd save of the season in his 1 inning of work, and he didn't strike out anybody, but he walked 2 batters. A little bit of a, raising the clutch level a little bit to the point where it could have been something bad. Going down to Dunedin, the Blue Jays were hosting the Charlotte Stone Crabs, and unfortunately they lost their last game before the All-Star break here. As the season splits, Zach Logue was on the mound, 5 innings of work from him, 5 earned runs on 3 homers. So a little bit of a rough outing for Logue. Just couldn't quite get everything right where he wanted, lost the pinpoint control, even though he didn't walk too many people. But 8 hits translated into 5 runs against him. Sakura got in 2 innings of work and tried to slow down the bleeding, allowing 1 run on 2 hits, 3 strikeouts. But unfortunately, at that point, the damage had been done, even though Nick Fishman and Jackson McClellan came in and pitched shutout innings in the 8th and 9th. So, like I said, 3 home runs to open up this one for the Charlotte Stone Crabs. And that was just how the ball rolled. On offense, the Dunedin Blue Jays scored 4 runs of their own in a 6-4 loss. But after jumping out to a quick 2-0 lead, the league quickly dissipated with all those home runs. First run was scored on a wild pitch where Edward Pinto ran into from third base. Logan Warmoth singled and drove in Rodrigo Orozco in the second inning. And then not much would happen until Kevin Smith hits his 3rd home run over the right field wall as a member of the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get excited for this kid, folks. He's got all the tools that you should be very interested in him. Kevin Smith is coming. David Jacobs in the 7th would score the 4th run on a double as he drove in Logan Warmoth. But 9 hits in this one. Logan Warmoth went 2-for-3. And as I mentioned, Kevin Smith had the solo home run. So that's it for the Dunedin Blue Jays. And they will be having a nice little break here as the Florida State League takes the All-Star leave. The Lansing Lugnuts were in Lake County taking on the Captains yesterday, and unfortunately still can't quite get off that losing streak for what happened as they clinched the playoff spot here. Lost this one 4-3 in extra innings. and just was not quite enough for the offense to get everything going. The 10th inning walk-off for the Captains sealed their fate. Jesse Berardi scored the run, or drove in the run, and that's just how it goes. So the Lugnuts were able to score three runs in this as they went through everything, but it was, the late inning surge by the Lake County Captains was just enough to overcome this. They got going in the sixth inning, really, and then just kind of slowly bled into that lead that the Fisher Cats were, or the Lugnuts were trying to get in going. Yes, and Ganino went 2-for-4 in this one with a run scored. Greslanic also picked up two hits as he continues to improve his batting average. And that was really the offense. Sorry, everybody. My microphone kind of cut out there, but... as far as it goes, I was just kind of wrapping a bow on it. The Lansing Lugnuts unfortunately lost their game to wrap up the series against the Lake County Captains, and they will be hopefully heading home here. I can't remember if they're going to be home next or if they're going to be playing again in the road, but they are new. Nope, they're going home to take on the South Bend Cubbies, and that's about it. So, everybody, hopefully the Bringer of Rain brings us some good luck this evening if he is going to be in the lineup, as Aaron Sanchez looks to get back to being consistent. And that will hopefully be all of it. So, everybody, if you have not already, we are here every weekday doing these morning matches. And we're going to have some other shows sprinkled in with some other announcers as well. We're trying to get this podcast going, so it's kind of like a quick stop for you in the morning, period. So, catch all your news here, all whatever you can. We're going to also have some analysis from other broadcasters as well. Yeah, keep us posted on how we're doing and join the conversation on Twitter at BirdWatchingGC. Also, if you're looking to buy tickets for anything in Canada, hit us up from our first sponsor. The Birdwatching GC is now partners with SeatGiant.ca. Hit them up, and if you're searching through everything, you can get a 10% or a 5% discount on your tickets, too, with the code JBIRD. That's all one word. So take care, everybody, and go Blue Jays, and hope you all have a nice weekend.